From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he proceeds with this study of the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns returns to the theme of God's judgment as set forth in chapter 2 of the epistle. In the previous message, he concentrated upon the declaration of the truth of God's judgment. Now the text is verse 2, which says, "But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things." In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns will explain the development of this truth about judgment. Although the Jews were proud of their efforts to observe God's law, they failed to realize that outward performance of religious rituals could not save them. What they needed was a complete change of heart. And so does every sinner, Jew or Gentile. Dr. Cairns will introduce this message shortly. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Out of Any Circumstance. The text is Psalm 55 and verse 16. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Yes, I must and will pray. What else can I do? What better can I do? Betrayed, forsaken, grieved, baffled, O my Lord, I will call upon Thee. My Ziklag is in ashes, and men speak of stoning me. But I encourage my heart in the Lord, who will bear me through this trial, as He has borne me through so many others. Jehovah shall save me. I am sure He will, and I declare my faith. The Lord and no one else shall save me. I desire no other helper, and would not trust in an arm of flesh, even if I could. I will cry to Him evening and morning and noon, and I will cry to no one else, for He is all-sufficient. How He will save me I cannot guess, but He will do it, I know. He will do it in the best and surest way, and He will do it in the largest, truest, and fullest sense. Out of this trouble and all future troubles, the great I Am will bring me as surely as He lives. And when death comes, and all the mysteries of eternity follow thereon, still will this be true, the Lord shall save me. This shall be my song all through this day. Is it not as a ripe apple from the tree of life? I will feed upon it. How sweet it is to my taste.
Shake off thy guilty fears.
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the LTBSradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Thank you. Now let's turn to Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2. And though we read the first five verses last week, we'll start again at verse 1. I should say that we're tonight really starting the section that commences at verse 6, but because the theme of that actually has a couple of references back into the opening verses, the text, only an Irishman could do this, we're taking 6 to the end, but the text is actually in verse 2 tonight. As I say, the theme starts back there. But we're going to read from verse 1. Remember how chapter 1 ends, speaks of people who know the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. But despite that, they continue to do those things and take pleasure in others who do them. Now verse 1 of chapter 2. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doest the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God. We finish at verse 11. The Lord will add his own blessing to this reading from his own precious word for his name's sake. The central theme of this section of the book of Romans is the righteous judgment of God in holding the Jews to be as guilty as the Gentiles. Now that wasn't a message that the Jews were altogether used to hearing. Of course, if they had paid attention to their own scriptures, if they had listened to the message of the ancient prophets, they would have learned that the prophets thundered this very truth against the Jews from generation to generation. Isaiah went so far as to speak of the Jews of his day in chapter 3 and verse 9. The show of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom and hide it not. That was one of the most scathing indictments any Jewish prophet ever made against the Jewish people. He says, they are like the men of Sodom. They are brazen in their sin. They haven't even the grace to blush or to seek to hide their sin from view. Jeremiah speaks of them as in many ways worse than the worst of the heathens. For he said, hath a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit. And if you go through the major and the minor prophets, you will find that they do not pull their punches. in describing the sins of the Israelites, but that they denounced them, they exposed them, and they will not let the Jewish people hide from the awful guilt that is properly theirs. The Lord Jesus Christ also states the guilt of the Jews in no uncertain terms. And now the Apostle Paul takes up the same theme. You must understand that he doesn't single the Jews out to condemn them alone. No, he starts with the Gentiles in chapter 1 of Romans and shows that their guilt is inexcusable. There's no excuse for Gentile sin. We have already looked at chapter 1. We've seen the revelation that God has given to all men. We're going to take that up a little later here in our study of chapter 2, especially from verse 12 onwards. He starts with the Gentiles and he says, such is the light that God has given to the world, that they are without excuse in their sin and their wickedness. They are guilty and justly open to condemnation. But now he moves in chapter 2 to the Jews, and he says equally that their sin is inexcusable, and as we pointed out last week, their judgment inescapable. His whole point is that both Jews and Gentiles stand guilty and condemned before a holy God, and that therefore they have no hope except in the gospel of a free justification by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But while it's easy to state that doctrine, it is a doctrine that has never sat well with men. If you take your Bible and then your history book, you will find that every time that doctrine of free justification has been preached, it has raised the anger of hell. It has stirred the opposition of the devil. In the early church, it brought the apostles the hatred of both Jews and Gentiles. In the days of the Protestant reformers, it kindled the fires of persecution and led to hundreds of martyrdoms. And even in our day, it is something that is guaranteed to raise the proud hatred of man, because this is a doctrine that levels the pride of man in the dust and that says salvation is all of grace. It is all on the merits of another, and that there is nothing, and that doesn't mean almost nothing. That means there is absolutely nothing that any man may do that would merit the grace of God. Not even his faith. I don't want to get off on a tangent tonight. Faith is the hand that receives. Faith is the instrument that appropriates the saving grace of God. And faith that receives Christ is as much the gift of God as the Christ whom it receives. Faith is not the merit upon which God receives us. Christ is that merit. Faith is the gift that God gives to a palsied man to reach out and take Christ as he is freely offered in the gospel. My men hate to have all their vaunted free will, all their vaunted ability to choose, all their vaunted inherent goodness, they hate to have it all laid low in ruins and be left as a sinner, naked, guilty, filthy, condemned and undone, and dependent solely and entirely upon God and His grace for salvation. As I say, that went in the apostles' days against the natural self-righteousness of both Jews and Gentiles. The Jews particularly found it offensive. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 that therefore to them the whole doctrine of Christ crucified was a scandal. They were proud of their law. The trouble with the Jews and the law is that they had made the law entirely a matter of external performance. They had missed the spiritual inner meaning of the law. And they had especially missed the point that the law never set out to save anybody. The law sets out to show people that they need to be saved, that they cannot save themselves by keeping the law, that they need the sacrifice of a substitute, they need the righteousness of another in order to make them right with God. They had missed all that, and so they externalized and ritualized the law of God to an alarming degree. They took that which was meant to point them to Christ for life, and they tried to make it in itself the means of life. Thus, Paul condemned them. And he especially condemned them for hypocrisy. Because, you see, it takes you to be a hypocrite to come to the Ten Commandments and say, on this basis, I have made myself acceptable to God. Only a liar could say that. Only an abject hypocrite could make that claim. Because such is the holiness of God revealed in the law. Such is the righteousness of God revealed in the law. That any man with a modicum of honesty coming before the law of God, especially as it is brought to us in summary fashion in the two great commandments, Lord your God with all your heart, love your neighbor as yourself. Such is that law that any man with a modicum of honesty is bound to say, I have broken it. And far from being justified as righteous, I stand before this law as a law-breaking sinner, therefore under its condemnation. But the Jews came to an altogether different conclusion. They looked at the Gentiles and they said, they are idolaters and we are not. They bow to gods of wood and stone and we do not. They bow to gods that are no gods. We bow to the living and true God. And insofar as that went, it was true. But remember, Paul climaxed his judgment of the Gentiles in this, even by the light of nature. They know God's judgment against people who sin the way they sin. They know that. And despite that, they continue sinning and find their pleasure and give their approval to those who are sinning with them. But what happens when you turn to the Jew? The Jew knows better than anybody that people who live the way he lives is under the judgment of God. And yet he continues in that way. And he takes pleasure in those who do the same, and he gives his approval to those who do the same, and indeed he heaps his scorn upon people like the apostle who would dare to oppose him. So Paul says to the Jew, you judge the Gentile, but you're a hypocrite. And I'm here to declare to you the judgment of God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.